When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair. When the sea of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, I'll be there when the road is called up yonder. When the road is called up yonder. When the road is called up yonder. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Ooh, on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. Ooh, when his chosen ones are gathered to their home beyond the sky, and the road is called up yonder, you'll be there. Oh, when the road is called up yonder. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, let us labor for the master from the dust. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Oh, then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Amen. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight.
Amen.
We greet you also the visiting our guest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Exodus. If you have your Bible already with you. Book of Exodus, chapter 12. We start from verses 3 up to 13. Exodus chapter 12, we start from 3 up to 13. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make you count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep from the guilt. And a year shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and streak it on the two side post of the on the up door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all, with water, but roast with fire. His head with his leg, and with the partness thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remain of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And that shall ye eat it, with your loin girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, and it is the Lord Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute its judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of the Egypt. Let us all enter to a time of prayer together. Tiens, notre Père, quel grand privilège de pouvoir s'éteindre devant ta sainte présence et lire ta parole.
Que toi, tu puisses, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, parler à ton peuple. Tu es dans les besoins, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Nous te disons merci et nous voulons que toi, tu puisses nous conduire dans tout ce que nous sommes en train de faire au nom puissant de
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, we humble before thy presence tonight, Father, to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to be in thy house. Many have a desire, Father, but you never allow them, Father. But we thank you because your amazing grace is always new every day to our life. Father, this moment we want to invite thy Holy Spirit to take control of this place, that you shall be the one who's leading everything in this place, Father. We want you to be my portion, Father, because man can read these things, but the inspiration, Father, and the life only come from above. That's why I ask you, Father, that you shall overshadow me with thy life, Father, that I should be able to communicate it to thy people. Because you people come tonight expecting, Father. We didn't come here to meet with one another, but we come to meet with thee, Father. And we know that each time when we gather in thy name, you always presence in our midst. That's why we believe that you angels are among us tonight, Father. And in the same manner, Father, because of your presence among us, we ask you that you shall touch Sister Eve where she is, yes, Father. As she is waiting for operation, Father, we will want to put her at thy hand. That the angel of the Lord shall visit with the wing of healing inside of the place where she is, Father. And we could receive a testimony, Father. That at that time when someone was praying for me, the Lord come and comfort me, Father. And we believe your word says, by your stripe we are healed, Father. And tonight we claim the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we want to remember Brother Robert, who is not feeling well, at thy hand, Father, that you shall touch him, Father. You shall be with his family, Father. Touch his father. Manifest yourself inside of his life, Father. Every present, every soul present in this place, Father, if we could be asked to lift up our hand with our request, Father, all of us will be able to lift it up to thee, Father. But we ask you, the Lord who search the intents of the heart and who know inside of the heart of thy people, Father, that you grant to each of us according to thy will, Father. Because you say when you pray, seek that the will of God shall be done inside of your life. Father, we want to also to commit all things at thy hand if there's any sin that could hinder you. Praise us, Father. We are mortal people, Father, but we are depending on the blood of the shedding lamb, Father. And we trust that the blood never lose its power, Father. Amen. It will minister the same power tonight, Father, Amen. As it ministered 2,000 years ago, Father. Amen. We want you, Father, to take away all sin, Father. Amen. Everything that is not of thee from our midst, Father, that you shall be able to freely commune with us, Father. Because this meeting without thee is in vain, Father. We don't want to make it just a gathering of the people. We want to make it a communion with the Lord, Father. Please come down according to thy word, Father, and commune with us, Father. Father, we also to remember the pastor at thy hand, Father, and all the saints who are not able to make it tonight. Some are in college, some are at work, Father, in different activities, Father. We want to bring them all at thy hand, that you shall commune with them the same way you're going to commune with us tonight. We commit all at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to look at this chapter we read from Exodus. It's a very good book. As we go, you will understand, and we know that we are living also in a time of Exodus. And you will see that there's many things that was spoken here. It's exactly the same as in our time. And we know that Israel in this time, they were in the hand of the Egyptians. They were in the hand of the taskmaster of Egyptians. That the hard time that they have. And the Lord now want to finish their journey. Want to take them to the promised land. Because the Lord made the promise to Abraham that you seed, I will bring them to the promised land. Now all the Hebrews were waiting for this day. Because the way they were sitting, they were tired of the condition that was in Egypt. And the scripture show us, if you go back to Exodus 3, we want to be able to read it. They cry, and their cry went up to the Lord. And it reached where God was. There was groaning there. They said, the condition of life is not good. We are tired of the condition of Egypt. We have to leave this place. And there was a deep calling to the deep. There was a deep inside of them, and there was also a deep inside of God that has to minister to the need that was at that time. Now, something very good here. We want to look on the token. But before we could get down to the token, I want you to see how everything, as the prophet say in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Every scripture that you read, you will find it is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And how perfect the scripture here in the book of Exodus, and is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, because Exodus means coming out of something. And the prophet said the redemption has two parties. It's coming out and getting in. Amen. And they have to come out of Egypt and they get to the promised land. That's what God was requesting them to apply the token. Now from the verse 3 of the chapter we read, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. That every man shall have his personal lamb. Not the lamb of my father, but the lamb must become your lamb. That what does mean? Because the lamb always represents Christ. That Christ must become your Christ. Not the Christ of your uncle, not the Christ of your mother, not the Christ of your father, but he must become your Christ. Now the lamb must become your lamb, not someone's lamb, and you have to eat it yourself. And we see how the scripture says that everybody must eat according to his own desire. He must eat it enough. If you have the possibility, the lamb that represents the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he says in John chapter 6, we want to read it, you can read it at home. Jesus told the people that you must eat my flesh, showing them that the type of the Old Testament, the lamb that you father eat in Egypt, I am that lamb. That you must eat me, then you can have life. Now there, everybody has to eat. It must be, everybody must eat. Not just the lamb for some people, and not from other people. And the scripture show us, it says, that the legs and the head, everything was good for the house of Hebrew children. They have to eat everything. What does it mean? That you can't choose the portion of the scripture that you believe. You must believe everything that is in the Bible. You must believe everything that is in the message. You can't choose a certain portion that you won't say, this is good. Because the scripture says, you must eat everything. The leg and the head, everything is good for the famine. There's nothing to be rejected. Everything is perfect. And the good news that all these things will be necessary for the Hebrew children. They must eat the whole of it. That's why we, the message believer, we take the Bible as a whole of it. We don't choose a certain scriptures and we say, this was for the time of Paul. No, we apply them even of our time. Because we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, it's been told to them now that the lamb must be there 14 days. And we know that according to the teaching of the message, the prophet tells us that the 14 days is two church ages. It's the Jew age and the Gentile age. Now, in those 14 days, the lamb must be tested. And they must be found without blemish and anything. Now, we see that everything here, it was the first lamb of the firstborn. And we know that Christ was the firstborn of Mary's womb. Though he didn't originate it from Joseph, but he was the firstborn from the womb of Mary. And he has to be killed. And he must be sacrificed. And we see that the meat of that lamb should not be cooked. It should be rotten with fire. And the sacrifice always is made with fire. And everything that is there, it represents Christ. And we saw that you must eat it with the unleavened bread. And the unleavened bread, it represents also Christ. Because there was no sin in Christ. It was pure, the life of God inside of him. And the bread also that they must take, there's nothing to be mixed with it. It should not be mixed with anything. It has to be unleavened bread. Because if the leaven was in the bread, it wasn't pure anymore. There was something that mixed. That's why it typifies the pure message of the hour. Something that is not mixed, something that is not hybrid. It's something that is pure word of God. There's no man intelligence on it. There's no man mind on it. It must be the pure word of God that they have to use it. Now we see that it's a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything shown there. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, during his ministry, before he could be offered as the sacrifice, he must be tested all corners. They test him. He has to go through the water. If you read John chapter 1 from verse 29, because the lamb must be washed first. And he went to John the Baptist that he must be washed first before he could be present as a sacrifice. And why Jesus has to do it? Because we know, the prophet tells us, that he has to fulfill all the type of the Old Testament. If in the Old Testament, before they could offer the lamb as a sacrifice, the lamb must be washed first. And that's why Jesus went. And John, he found himself, I'm not worthy to do it. And Jesus says, suffer not that you must fulfill all the scriptures. Because he knows that all the type there in the Old Testament, he must fulfill them. There's nobody else that could fulfill him apart from him. Even the prophet of our time, he could not fulfill this scripture. It has to be the lamb that was a blemish one. Without sin, it means that the prophet and you and I, we had sin. And we could not fulfill this type. It has to be the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect lamb. Now that was God provide the way for that time. Because the God judgment, the wrath of God, was about to fall on Egypt. God wanted to execute his judgment on the land of Egypt. But God has a way that he has provided before the foundation of the world, that his people could escape that way of judgment and they could go to the promised land. Now we see that God never changed his way. He always has provided a way. It's up to the people to find that God provided a way and they can escape the judgment. Because there was another people in Egypt at that time. They could give a better idea how the Hebrew children could get out of Egypt. But no matter how the idea was good, it could not stand the test. Why? Because it wasn't God provide the way. God has a provide way where he wants his people to escape the judgment. is the same way as us living in a spiritual Egypt that we are living now. And we are the people of the day, the Exodus. And we have to go out of this Egypt to the promised land. We have to get there. And how will we get there? God already provided a way. God has provided a way. Because God already spoke to Abraham before even the Hebrew children went there. He said, you people, I will take them out of Egypt by the mighty hand of God. It's God will send a message of deliverance that will make them free from the hand of Pharaoh and bring them to the promised land. And the word of God, once it is spoken, it must be fulfilled. Because the Lord spoke to Abraham and he has to fulfill his word. Now in due time, as I says, if you read Exodus chapter 3, you find that the Hebrew children, they were moved. They were pushed by something. There was something inside of their life. Or maybe they saw some of the things that was taking place. And it motivated them. It pushed them to seek the face of the Lord. Because they knew that the time of leaving Egypt is near now. We have to leave Egypt. What we see happening now, it's getting darker than darker. There's nothing that is getting better. We don't want to waste our time here. We want to make sure that we are leaving this place. And they start mourning. They start crying. They start calling up the name of the Lord. And the Lord come now in chapter 4. And he said to Moses, I'm coming down to deliver my people. And surely when we see in the Bible, the one who went to deliver Hebrew children, it was Moses. But God was inside of Moses. Because the pillar of fire went before them. God said, my angel shall go before you. And the angel of the Lord went before even Moses could get there and to deal with the heart of Pharaoh that he must make the people of God free. You know, once someone is made free by God, there's no enough devil can hold that person. Because God is mighty in power. And once God delivers someone, the someone is really free. Because we see even the story the prophet is praying, the story of that slave that was brought from Africa to America years ago. And his name was Sambo. The prophet said that slave, one day under the song that they used to sing, and something communicated to his heart that you are free. Now you are free to do the work of God. And now he tell his brethren, he tell his people, say, friend, me, I'm free. God already made me free. I say, how can you be made free? You are a slave here. I say, you guys are slave. Me, I'm not a slave. Amen. I am free. And his boss now heard the rumor. He says, everybody tell the boss, Sambo now is telling the people that he's free. He can't do all these things anymore. He can't go to the nightclub anymore. And Sambo say, indeed, I'm free. Amen. And the boss say, call Sambo. And he say, Sambo, let's come to the office and talk together. How can you tell the people that you are free? And the prophet said he called him in the office and he sit down with Sambo. I want to hear from your own mouth that you are free. And the Sambo says, I am free. The Lord made me free. And his boss says, because the Lord has made you free, I have no power to retain you here. Go free. And he went to preach the gospel. You see, what does it mean? When God makes someone free, the devil also will make someone free. But you have to confess from your own mouth that I'm not belonging to you. I belong to God. Amen. My past life is gone. Amen. The life of the nightclub, the life of drinking, Amen. The life of smoking is gone. Amen. I'm not that person anymore. Amen. The Lord has made me free. His blood is shed for me. Amen. I have to be free. Because you have no power. Remember we see on Sunday that the Lord delivered Job from the enemy that was more stronger than him. And the Lord can deliver you tonight from the enemy that is stronger than you. No matter what it is, there's enough power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to make you free. And the song says the blood never loses its power. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has the same power tonight as it was 2,000 years ago. Now you have to understand that when the Lord wants to come to make you free, you must be willing to go free also. Imagine, but if you don't want to go free, you will not go free. Because the scripture tells us that all the Hebrew children, if they were sold themselves, that according to Leviticus chapter 25, if they were sold themselves and they've been a slave, because we've been slave to Satan because of the sin that we are born on it. And the scripture says that while someone is being slave, and he has no money to make himself free, and he has no kinsman to make himself free, there was another way that was established by God. And that way is the Jubilee. Once the Jubilee come now, that person is free to go back to his possession. And if he's willing to go free, and is go free from his things, and God will make him free. Now, you must be willing. But if you say that you're happy being a slave, you don't want to be free. Even the angel came down, as Abraham tell the young rich ruler. If God send the angel, the people will not be free, because you are not willing to be free. But if you are willing to be free, when the Lord make you free, you will be free. Because you have to accept your freedom. The freedom is a freedom when you accept it as a freedom. But if you can't accept it as a freedom, you can't be made free. But now the Hebrew children, they were already crying for the freedom. They were already inside of their heart crying, calling upon the name of God. I'm tired of this condition. I wasn't born to be a slave in Egypt for so long. There's a time that I must be free. I wasn't born to be in this condition. I was born as an eagle, but I'm finding myself in a chicken yard. I must get out of this chicken yard. I wasn't predestinated by that. But somehow, I caught up myself in this condition. But now I realize that there's something that can make me free. There's a voice of the seventh angel that is crying. The angel that went to make the Hebrew children free from Egypt. The same God now has sent an angel in this time to make the people free out of Egypt condition. Now, if you want to be made free, you will be made free. It's up to you. It's you to make the decision today that this condition of life, I'm tired with it. I don't want to die with the people of Egypt, because there was the wings of judgment hanging around. God wants to execute his judgment on the land of Egypt. Now we can see, you and I, there's nowhere where we can't witness. There's a judgment of God all around us. We can see that what is holding the judgment of God, the prophet say, it's because of you and I we are here on the earth. Amen. It's because of you and I we are here. If once we leave Egypt, amen, God's judgment will be upon this land. Amen. Because the sin of these people, the sin of this world has already reached where God is. Amen. Because the world already reached in the condition of Noah, and it reached also the condition of Lot, where God is tired of this condition of the world. But what's happening? Someone is not in the condition to go out of Egypt. You must be in the condition to go out of Egypt. Amen. Now we see that why God required the blood. Because God, the blood always, the prophets say, the blood is the redemption and the blood also is the danger. When you see the blood, it's a danger. And when you see the blood also, it's the redemption now. Now God wants to redeem his people. They went there in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Because you can't be redeemed if you never bought it before. You can only redeem something that you already bought it before. And somehow it goes. The redemption is the same word as restoration. You can't restore something that never existed before. It must be existed before you could restore it. Because the scripture tells us that our name was in the Lamb book before the foundation of the world. And God sent his son to save those kind of the people. And he wanted to redeem them because somehow they went off God's road. Now we see that God said that these people are the people of the covenant, because God made a covenant with Abraham. It was an unconditional covenant. It was a condition that all belonged to God. But somehow they went wrong. They misled themselves. It wasn't God. They didn't follow the precept and the commandment of God. And they find themselves in Egypt. And God promised that he will take them out of there. That you and I, when we are born in this world, represented by Adam's sin, we went in the way of sin. But God has promised, God has a purpose in himself, that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. That you and I could be saved. that you and I could be free from the Egyptian condition, that we should be free from the slavery condition, that we should be able again to worship our God freely, that we shall be able to confess that I'm free because the Lord has made me free. Amen. Now we see that the Lord requests now, and they must kill the lamb, and they must take the blood and apply it on the doorpost of the house, on the lintel, and all this blood shall serve them as a token. Because God always deals with the people in that way. Amen. A token, and it will show the blood that the people of this house here, they have accepted the lamb. Amen. They have accepted the lamb. Now the proof that they have accepted the lamb, the blood was on display. Yes, that is showing that these people has accepted the lamb. And they have eaten the lamb now. And in return, they took the blood and they put it in every house. Where they were, that they could escape the judgment. That was God provided a way to escape the judgment. No matter how good attention people may have, apart from this God provide the way, you will be under God's judgment. It's the only way that God has provided. There's many churches today. There's many people claiming to be Christian, but God has his own provided way. God has his own gate where he have chosen to put his name. Because God tell the Hebrew children, let's go to Deuteronomy to show you that it's so important to understand God provide the way. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Let's start from verse 2. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock of the herd, and in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Now that's the place where the Passover must be done. The place where the Lord has chosen to place his name. Now God has a chosen place where the people can meet God. And God has a chosen place where he can meet with the sinners. And that chosen place we know that is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the amazing thing is that we don't have a chemical blood anymore. And we know the prophet tells us the blood becomes the word, the message of the hour. That where the Lord meet with his people, that where the Lord will meet with you, it's under his chosen place. That is the message of the hour. No matter what you can claim, it can't. God will not accept it. And the scripture says in Exodus, the scripture says there, that when you eat that lamb, you should not take it for tomorrow. It has to be a daily lamb. You eat the lamb today, it finish for today. Tomorrow you will not eat the same lamb. If that the remaining, the scripture says you burn it all. You don't eat it again. And what does it mean? That you can't take the message of the age of Luther and bring it to the seventh church, to the seventh angel. No, it's a different message. Luther has his own message and Wesley has his own message. And now in this time, we have the message of the seventh angel. Amen. That's the only thing that can stand the test. Amen. Nothing else will not stand. Yes. You can't take the things, the bread from yesterday and bring it tomorrow. No, you can't eat the yesterday's bread for today. No, it doesn't work that way. The scripture shows us there. And Christ is the bread. Amen. And Christ, you can't take the Christ in the Luther time and bring it to this time. It will not work at all. That's why the Lutherans are failing. Why? Because they don't use the present word in their time. If they could use the present word, they will not have all the trouble. Why they can't overcome sodomite condition? Because they try to bring something that is already at that age. It was working in that age. But in this age, God has allotted a portion of the scripture for you and I to make us free. Amen. Now we see that God requires the token to be on display. And the token showing that once the token is applied, it shows that you are identified with your lamb. That you have accepted the lamb and you are identified with the lamb. And also put something very good in mind. That what was the purpose of the token? The first things that the purpose of the token is that the token was putting the difference between the unbeliever and the believers. That was the first thing. The token was there to show the Hebrew house and to make the difference between Hebrews and the people of Egypt. That was the first things that you have to know. That it must make the difference. God wants to know who is the of Hebrew, who is of Egypt. And he said, I will give them something. I will give them a token. And that token now, when the token will be applied, in every house where the token will be applied, I will know that these people are of Hebrew. And if it's not token there, it shows that these people are of Egypt. Because both of them, they will not hear the same thing. And the scripture says, the seed will not hear with the shock. It can't happen. It's different. The children of the free woman and with the bond woman will not hear the same thing. Amen. There will be a difference now. And the prophet tells us that the people of the free woman, they are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's you and I. And the people of the seed of the bond woman, they are denomination church. Amen. And we will not hear the same thing as them. Because we are of the free woman. Now there is something special for you. And there is something special for me. Now in due time now, God wants to separate the tear and the wheat. Amen. That's the time that we are living. Amen. The time of the token must be on display. God wants to show who is who. Amen. Who is in the camp of Israel. Amen. And who is in the camp of Egypt. God wants to make that different. It must be identified. And everybody must apply the token. And the token will show the difference. If you accept the lamb, and there was a condition there, that everything there, it was good for the house. The leg, the head, it was good for the house. And the prophet tells us in the spoken word, the token, he says, obedience to the full word, believing the full word of God will attach you to the token. Amen. That's what the prophet says now. Now, everything is important. You can't choose what you want to believe. Everything is important. If the world requires the total separation for the things of the world, you have to do it. Amen. Because that is the word of God. Yes, and Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come with a sword to separate a man from his own enemy, who will be the people of his own house. And if he say, if you can't deny yourself, you can't deny your family, your parent, you are not worthy of the cross. Because it's a personal walk with Christ. It's not something that you have to call people behind, you know. It's a personal walk. It's you and Christ. Not you and your father with Christ, no. It's you alone with Christ. That's why it's so important, Naomi, to understand that you must have your own lamb. Amen. Not your daddy lamb. You must have your own lamb. Christ must become your own lamb. Amen. You must understand that you have to apply the token in your own. You can't apply your daddy token. No, everybody must apply the token in his own. Because we are gentle. We must apply it in ourselves. You have to seek for the Holy Spirit for your own. If you want to go out of Egypt, that is very good. But it wasn't enough just to be in Goshen. No, that's where the place where Hebrew children is. And the Goshen is the message of the hour. It's not enough to be in the message of the hour. But you must apply the token. Despite that you are in the message of the hour, but you must apply the token. Here we don't have a book, church of a registry. That's where we put the people in the name. No, God put you in his book. Amen. That is the most important things. Now for you to be the member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must have the token. Because by the Holy Spirit, that we are called the member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. But to be the member of the church, yes, someone can take you by hand and bring you to church and become a part of the church, of the congregation. But to be a part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it must be through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That the only thing that make you a member of the body of Christ. But to be a member of church, it's no problem. You can come with your friend. But you must make sure that to be a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it can only be done through the Spirit that Paul says. By his Spirit, we are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not by joining church, you know. You have to break through. You must get to a level where the token is on display. And he requests the token to be on display. That was something very important. If you take it in a practical way, even if you are going to America, or to Congo, to where are you going, to Ghana, before when you get there, before you get inside of the airplane, you must have a token. You must have it. And to show that your fare is already paid, you must have the token.
Amen.
They will not ask you money or anything else. They will say, show us the boarding card. Now, the boarding card proves that this person has met all the requirements to have his journey.
Amen.
That the boarding pass, it shows that this person now is ready to travel. If they caught you without the token, you get in trouble, my friend. You can't wake up in the morning from your house and says, I'm going to Paris today and I will catch Ryanair. You will not get there without the token. You will not get there without the token. And you do not get the token inside of the plane. You get the token before you get to the plane. Your boarding pass is with you before you get to the airport. You make sure that everything is printed. And once you go there, every place where you get to the security gate, you show them what they ask you. They don't ask you for your money. They don't ask you for your bank account. They ask you, show us the boarding pass. And that's what was a request by God now. That the blood will save them as a boarding pass. The blood now will save them as a token. And that token will show when the angel of destruction will come to destroy the land of Egypt. Wherever he see the token apply, he will pass over them.
Amen.
Now they were under peace. People could cry outside, Father, I can hear the noise from the neighbor's house. And the father will tell the children, he said, be quiet, my son. Be quiet. Everything is in order. Do not worry. The blood is on display. And the people will be happy because they knew that there was something happening there. And the prophet said, the peace can be in the house. The children will feel comfortable, will feel that we are under peace because the requirement of Jehovah was met. We have met the requirement of Jehovah. What did Jehovah request? We have it already. Now you see that the same message that was to make the Hebrew children free is the same message that condemned the people of Egypt. It's an amazing thing. It's the same message, the same angel that saved the Hebrew children. It was the same angel that destroyed the people of Egypt. That how so important it is. And the prophet said, so far we have three exodus. One with Moses, one with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the third one. Now, the bride with the seventh angel, with the messenger of the seventh church age, bringing us away to the rapture. Bringing us away home, back where we originated. Now, there's something very important here, that the token is something that's very important for the life of the people. You can claim anything you can claim, because the requirement now has changed. We see the word says, now that the bread, the meat must be eaten all. You can't bring it to the next day. Now you can't bring the message of Luther to the time that we are living in. No, it will not work at all. It must remain there. And God has a certain portion of the scripture for this time that will work for this time. That the way it was done. That everything you have to eat and finish it and go to the next stage. Now until when you get where God wants you to get there. Now we find that now God required them to do that way. And the token was there to make the difference between the people of Egypt and the people of Israel. That God should make the separation and make the difference, a clean difference, that the angel should not be confused. The angel will know that I can see something. The blood is here. The token is on display. Now I don't need to smite here. But the house where there's no token, it will not work at all. He will destroy it. Now the prophet says, you may say, as they told Jesus, I'm the seed of Abraham. It will not work at all. If you didn't meet the requirement, it will not work at all. Because they told Jesus, we have Abraham, our great father. And the prophet said, they say, oh me, I was circumcised on the 8 days. It will not work anymore. Because that was with Abraham. Now God vindicated Abraham's faith. The covenant that he made with Abraham, it was with the circumcision. Now, in our time, the circumcision now is the token. And the circumcision is not a flesh circumcision. It's the circumcision of the heart. And now the purpose of a circumcision in the life of Abraham, we know the purpose of why. Because there was excess of the flesh that was needed for him. But when God required the circumcision, no matter how old Abraham was, he has to do it. Because it was a requirement of Jehovah. You can see how hard was it. But Abraham has to do it because it was a requirement of God. He started himself. Imagine that someone in the old age, maybe 80 something, must be circumcised. How painful it is. And there was no instrument like our time. Take it spiritually speaking as we're going. There was no instrument like our time. There's no something they can put to a painkiller, no. And the prophet said they have to do it with a stone. And they cut shah, and something has to be gone. He has to separate with it. That's what the Holy Spirit does in the heart of the believer. It comes now to circumcise you and to take all the excess of the desire of the things of the world. And make you now clean, that you can be in a position that Jehovah can dwell inside of you. Amen. Now it has to happen, no matter how difficult it is. But the circumcision must be done. That was the requirement in the time of Jehovah, in time of Abraham. Now Jehovah moved now with the seed of Abraham, and he requested them something else. And what was it? It was the token. The token means the blood is on display. And showing that the house has fully accepted the lamb. And they have killed the lamb. And they have eaten the lamb with unleavened bread. And he says there in Deuteronomy chapter 16 where we read. He said, you shall eat the unleavened for seven days. You shall eat the unleavened bread for 7 days. Without a mixed things on it. What something is mixed on it is not anymore the unleavened bread. And the prophet said, those represent the seven church ages. That the word of God must be kept clean. There's no mix. It can't be Hebrew. It can't be mixed with something else. It must be the pure word of God. And the same thing as the message of the hour. It can't be mixed with man's idea. It has to remain the same way God can send it to the prophet. That's the way God wanted to bring his people out of this Egypt. Now, but what happened now? It happened even in the time of Elijah. When now the people come with their own things. And remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 39, if you can read it in your own. What happened that now, when the bread now was mixed with something else, that flour that was representing the Lord Jesus Christ, if it was mixed with something else, what does it cause to the life of the people? Inside of giving life, it brings death to the life of the people. Once the word of God is mixed with man's mind, it doesn't bring life anymore. It brings death to the life of people. That's why we could see the people dying in denomination church. Why? Because they mix Jesus with the tradition. They mix Jesus with their own creed. They mix Jesus with Roman Catholic things. It's not anymore the pure word. Now, God knew that there was a bride, there's a group of the people that they will depend on that pure word. And I will send them that pure word again. I will restore, say the Lord. That's why God sent the message of the hour now. The unleavened bread. The bread that is not mixed with something else. And remember, once something is mixed with the flour in the pot, they have to call Elijah. That Elijah that has the possibility now to come with a certain flour, and he put inside of the pot there. Once he put there, inside of giving death, it gives life. And we know that Elijah is the type of the prophet of our time. Now the prophet has to come with the word now, because people were dying with a mixed word, with the word with leaven inside of it now. And God, through his prophet, has to send a word without leaven. Unleavened bread. That's something that can give life to the people. That's something that can make the people free. Not a traditional way of doing things. But something that can push the people to live a Christian life. That's why the requirement was that when the blood will be applied, when the token will be on display, I will pass over you. That was the requirement. That the token must be on display. And the token is the Holy Spirit. And the prophet said, how does it come to a believer? When you accept Christ now, the now Christ promise is that for the first time when the token come in the day of Pentecost. And it fill all the disciples with the Holy Spirit. That they will be able now to do the things of God according to God provide the way. Because you need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you are not in the body of Christ. You can be a member of a church, but you are not in the body of Christ. That's why it's so important to make sure that before we leave this Egypt, you can't have a token, as we say, inside of the train. You can't have the ticket there. No. When the people come to control, the security man come to check. He come to ask the people, please, your ticket. They don't are not asking for your money. No, they ask for the ticket. Because we know once they see the ticket, they know that the person has met the requirement of this journey. He can travel freely as he want to go. If he's going to cook, he can drink, he can do anything that he want on the train because he already pay his journey. And the proof of it, the token was inside of the hand. But you can see, if you say that, no, I don't have now the token, what they will say? Now the law must be executed openly. That is something. The simple as that. That if you do not meet the requirement and God finds you in that condition, in that day, there was mourning in all house of people of Egypt. People were mourning. People were crying. Why? Because they didn't meet the requirement that God required at that time. God required to see the token on display. Because they didn't have the token, they have to cry. That's the only thing that can save you. The only thing that can make you escape of this coming judgment, it must be the Holy Spirit inside of your soul. Because now, it's not anymore a physical door, it's not anymore a physical house. You and I become the temple of the living God. And inside of our heart, the door of our heart, the blood must be applied there. The Holy Spirit, the life of Christ, must be on display. It's nothing else that can be accepted. And the prophet said, now, there is a great difference between the believer and the unbeliever. And God make a difference. God wanted to make a difference. By what? By bringing now, separating now, the tear and the wheat. And he's separating them now. It's a separating time now. The time that we are living in the harvest time. It's the time that God is separating now, the tear and the wheat. You see that the time that we are living, is the end time. That you and I, we must make sure that the token is on display. That the life of Christ is on display. Otherwise, the judgment of God will fall upon us. And the prophet said, they were in the message of the hour of that time. You see, there was other messages. But the message of the hour was the message of Moses. Amen. Now, there was plenty of messages in our time. But the message of the hour is the message that the prophet came with it. That the message of our time. There was other denomination church. And the prophet said they could say, my mother was a Baptist, a loyal Baptist lady. The prophet said it will not do anything. It will not do anything. He said, my father was a preacher. He said it will not do anything. Because God wants to see the token. That's what was the requirement of Jehovah. God wants to see the token. As we says, going there. No, you know, my father is the minister of justice. But Ryanair will say, doesn't matter. I want to see the boarding pass. Where is the boarding pass for us to let you to go inside of the airplane? You must show your boarding pass. You see that it is something that is mandatory and it's very important if you want to go. And he told them, when you are eating it now, eat it with the shoes in your foot. What does it mean? That do not be distracted. The time is at hand. It's the time of going home. You must make sure you are ready to go. You can't eat that when you are eating it, you think that, we are feasting today. We can still rest. I can still play around in the world. You play so long in the world, you die, my friend. You die there. If you play so long, you die. God gives you a chance that you can be able to come out from there. And you have to do it in haste. Because he told them that when you are taking it, take it in haste. It's not something that you take light. No. Take it quick. Make it like you are going today. You never know what's going to happen. The prophet says that no matter what we are doing, but we must live like we are going today. But it doesn't mean that we stop our college, we stop our job. No. But our Christian life, we must make sure that when the Lord come, we will be ready to go. Because there's no point of coming and remaining the same. Something must happen. But the prophet said the number of the year that you've been called as a Jew, it will not help at all. The requirement of God was that the token must be on a display. If the token is there, once the blood is on display, I will pass over you. That was the requirement of Jehovah. He said, you can call the people and say, come. Come to the room. I want to show you. I'm Abraham's seed. Look, I put down my trousers. I was circumcised. The prophet said, the circumcision will not work anymore at that time. The requirement of Jehovah was that the token must be on display. Amen. The blood must be on display. That they have to apply the blood. And we know that now it's not anymore the chemical blood. No, it's the word of God that must be applied. And that word of God has the spirit of God inside of him. Because the Bible says his word is life and the spirit. It has life on it. And the message of the hour, has the life on it and it has the spirit of God on it. And the prophet say, we've been talking so much about the mechanic. We need the dynamic partner. Amen. So much reading the message. We need now the dynamic part of it. The mechanic is already set in order. We need the dynamic now. Amen. When they kill the lamb, they set the mechanic in order. They eat it now. But what happened is that the blood must be applied. In all the letters, in all the posts of the doors, the blood must be applied. Because the angel of the Lord, when he come to destroy the land, he will not ask, how many quotes do you know? No. He will not ask, how many scriptures have you been reading so far? No, he will not ask for that. He will want to see one thing, to see the token on display. And the prophet said, Brother Neville, the deacon, this is the time to apply the token. This is the time to stop playing church. You see that it was a time that now they must take it as a measures because they have to leave Egypt. They have to go to the promised land. But the requirement was simple. And God make all the results available for them. Because God knew that they will be able to do it. And he make them available for them. And every family, there was no family that was in the need of the lamb. And in this time that we are living, there's no family in this church that is in need of the message of the hour. We have them in our phones, in our MP3 player. We have them in our iPad. We have them in our computer. We have them in our in the books. And everything, the lamb is there. But we must eat all the lamb. You can't choose what you want to believe. You have to believe all of it. You can't be like the denomination church. They will tell you this scripture is for Paul's time. No, the Bible is the word of God. And the God is always in the present tense. Amen. God's never changed. You can't say that these things Paul was speaking to Corinthian church. No. The same word that was preaching there. God never changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And the same things that Paul was speaking there is the same thing in our time. Amen. Now that the prophet bring the same thing now. That you see that the condition of the church at the moment, it's so sad. The condition of the church is in the condition that God will look with the anger eyes and look why the people went this far. Why the people are not following the provided way that I have provided. Because I know I want to have a communion with them. God wanted to have a communion with the Hebrew children. He said, there's no other gate that I will accept, but only my provided gate, that where I will meet with you. Now, there was so many things, so many ideas that can come. And today, many people have many ideas of what the Bible, what the Christian should be. But we have a perfect idea. Amen. Not that we claim it, but God vindicate it. Amen. God show that this way is the way of God. The message of the hour was proven by God himself. That they only provide the way of God for this time that we are living. And that's the only thing that will stand. My idea, no matter how good they are, but it will not stand at all. Now, this is the time that we must make sure that the token is on display. That we must make sure that the life of the gospel, the life of God is inside of us. That the life of Christ is inside of us. That we will be able to confess the same way like Paul. He said, no longer I live, but Christ in me. Amen. And that we will be able to confess the same thing. That the things of the past, they are past. All things are passed away. Everything becoming new. Amen. Don't you desire to see that in your life? That everything becoming new. And God has provided all the resources. It's not you that to manufacture it something. Amen. The Hebrew children, God didn't ask them to manufacture it something. God was waiting for their crying. When they cry now, and God speak to Moses. God spoke to Moses and they said to Moses, I have heard the crying of my people. Now I'm coming down to deliver them. Now if you cry tonight, God will come down to deliver you. No matter how so long you've been in that condition, if you cry tonight to him, God will come and deliver you. When his people cry unto him, he send them a message of grace, not a message of judgment. But the only judgment when you reject it. God didn't send them the message that to kill them. No. God sent the message to save them. And God send you and I. The message of the hour is to send us, is to save us. It's not to kill us. The message can only kill when we reject it. But I think the desire of each of us here is that we shall walk according to the light of the message of the hour. Amen. But not in our own power. But what we do is to cry to God. How do we cry to him? In prayer. He said, God, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Help me to come out of this condition. I want your help. I want you to deliver me from this enemy that is stronger than me. And God will deliver you. That's what he did with the Hebrew children. When they cry, they wanted a deliverance. They wanted to get out of Pharaoh. The enemy that was strong than them. And they cry unto God. And God heard their crying. And God said, now I have decided myself now. I must come down and deliver them. I must do the job myself. I must come in the form of the pillar of fire. But we see that the pillar of fire in our time also come down again. Hear the pillar of fire in the head of the prophet. Vindicate that God is doing the same thing. God is giving a message of grace to make his people free. But you must be willing to get free. If you are willing to be free, God will make you free. Let's all stand now. As we sing one song. Let's sing that song. I'm weak, thou art strong. And God help us that we break through. We get to that level where God will make us free from the enemy that is stronger than us. And we want to see that the token is on display. That the life of God, the life of Christ, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And is inside of me. That is the desire of us. Not to play church. Not to know many quotes. But the Holy Spirit inside of us will make us to live the life of Christ. Will make us to be able like Christ. Because the desire in each of us is to be like Christ. And the only way we can be like Christ when we are filled by his Spirit. Let's sing that song. That's
Just a cross I walk with granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Beside this past long, as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Oh, let us
close and walk with me. Oh, God, Jesus is my place.
So let's put all Sister Eve at the hand of the Lord. Brother Johnny called me today that his wife in the hospital, she's supposed to have an operation today. And the pastor also texts that we should pray for her, that the Lord should undertake in her behalf.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On a fire long. To be like Jesus.
Manger, oh, careful and sweet.
to be like him, my faithful Savior, how it is fever, on earth I long to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all the life I long, to be like him.
Let's sing the chorus again. Thank the Lord for his presence among us.
Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, send your power just now. Send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Send the power just now. Oh, 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 Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, Lord, send the power.
Yes, Lord.
Just now. Send the power just now. Oh, 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 Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone.
Hallelujah.
power just now.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh, 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 oh Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh, oh, oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
You ask about a mic. Close with a word of prayer. Let's all bow our heads. If any prayer request, as we keep Sister Eve and Brother Robert in prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask the brother to pray for us.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Some day like this, Lord, in the days of old, as your children gathered in the upper room, Father.
Yes.
Lord, they believed your presence. Mm-hmm. And they were waiting for the Spirit from on high.
Yes.
Because you promised the God.
Yes.
The Lord, you shall send forth your Spirit. Mm-hmm. And they trust your word, God. Mm-hmm. They believed your word, Father. Mm-hmm. And they cried unto you, Father. Even as Lord, we are doing tonight. Mm-hmm. They said, Lord, send forth your power.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The Holy Ghost come down.
Please,
come
Lord.
And baptize us, O God.
Amen.
Lord, they believed and they trust your word, O God.
Yes.
They prayed by faith, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible said that. Oh, the Holy Ghost came down like a mighty rushing wind, God.
Yes.
And tonight, Lord God, we are praying as well, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, the same way as they prayed, oh God, with the same faith, oh God.
Yes.
The Lord God, tonight, Lord, send us the Holy Spirit, oh God.
Please, Lord.
But we don't want to live here, Lord, without the Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody ever came to you in the days of old,
yes.
Went back home being the same person, Father.
Amen.
Everybody that came in contact, Lord God, went back being a changed person, Father.
Yes.
The woman, Lord, with a blood issue, Lord, she went away, Lord, resolved, oh God.
Amen.
The blind man went away, seen, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
The deaf went away, being able to hear, Father.
Yes.
The dumb went away, oh God, speaking, Father.
Yes,
but
Lord.
But tonight, Lord, we want to go away, being a changed people, Father. Lord,
amen.
For we trust thy word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And our prayer tonight, oh God,
please,
is the Lord God, send down the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
You want to live a life that gives you glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You want to live a life that brings thy word to other people, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You want to live the word of God, that Lord God, that's Lord, will preach thy word to the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Without the Holy Spirit, Father, Lord God, Lord, we can't do what we
yes.
shouldn't do, Father. Lord, without the Holy Ghost, Lord, we can't stop sinning, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We can't live a Christian life, Father.
Yes,
we need power, God, to stop,
please, Lord.
Lord God, living a life that's not right at
yes,
our sight, Father. And we pray for the Holy Spirit tonight. Come down and touch every soul.
Yes, Lord.
Come down and touch every heart.
Please,
come
Lord.
Down and touch every individual, Lord.
Yes,
fill
Lord.
Us right now with the Holy Ghost, Father.
Please, Lord.
And as we live here, Lord God,
yes,
let
Lord.
Us testify within our spirit
yes.
that today, Lord, it has been different.
Amen.
Today, Lord God, we have seen something
yes.
different. The Lord has really come now, God,
yes.
and taken away every shackles.
Yes,
and taken
Lord.
Away every entanglement,
yes,
every
Lord.
Lust of the world,
yes.
every pleasure of the world.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, send for the Holy Spirit, of God.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight we pray, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Our Lord God, you did promise us.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And say, if two mm-hmm. or three shall agree on a thing as touching a thing, and
yes,
pray
Lord.
And ask the Lord, Lord, you shall answer it, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, today we are more than two and more than three, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we have prayed for the Holy Ghost, believe in thy word, O God.
Yes.
And we trust the Lord God, you have said it right now, Father.
Please,
as
Lord.
We live here, Father, Lord God, let the Holy Ghost begin to manifest in our life.
Yes.
The things that, Lord God, we love in the world,
please,
let it begin, Lord God, to go out of our hearts.
Yes.
Let the Holy Ghost take away every worldliness, O God.
Please,
every
Lord.
Lust, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Holy Ghost take them away right now, Father.
Please.
And fill us with the love of the Lord, we pray it, Father.
Yes.
From henceforth, Lord, let us confess with our lips that really the Lord has really made a change
Amen.
In our life, Father. We pray also, Lord God, we committing our brother, our sister, even to your hands,
yes.
our brother, Robert's father, whoever they are, Lord, we lift them before you right
Please,
now.
Lord.
You are our healer.
Yes.
The Bible says, by your stripes we yeah. are healed.
Amen.
Oh, with the Bible says that the sun shall rise with healing in his wings.
Yes.
And Lord, we believe that word right now, Father. We lift them before you, oh Lord. Touch them right now.
Please, Lord.
And heal them, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let our power behind that sickness, O God, vanish away in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for our pastor, Lord God, whoever he
Please,
is
Lord.
In the family. And all these brethren who couldn't come, Lord, we commit them into your hands, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your word that has touched our brother's lips, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God, you have really, Lord, touched us today, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
But, Lord, may you replenish whatever he has lost, Father,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
You really put him away and you filled him with your glory,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And he spoke your oracles unto us.
Amen.
Bless him, we pray thee, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
May you anoint him more and more and more,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Anytime, Lord, he stands before the pulpit, oh God,
yes,
the Holy Ghost shall use him, oh God.
Amen.
Bless all of us tonight, Father, Lord God.
Please,
let you
Lord.
Today be a wonderful day.
Amen.
Let today be
Amen.
A remarkable day, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Let me be able to say that the Lord did something wonderful in our lives, Father.
Mm.
Bless us as we live here,
Please,
oh God. Lord, we are not leaving your presence, we pray thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let the presence of the Holy Ghost, the presence of the living God, go before us,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Lord, the devil has been mad because, Lord God, tonight,
yes,
Lord, we have delivered, Lord God, we have delivered him unto your hands and you have
yes.
come out of our lives, oh God.
Amen,
Lord, Lord God, he's going to attempt again, oh God.
Yes,
but Lord God, let your angels surround us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Let your anointing go before us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let your power go before us, oh God.
Mm.
Every trap against us, Lord, may you deliver us, oh God.
Please,
Lord. Every weapon aim at us, Lord, may they malfunction in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
every arrow that is shot against anybody, spiritually, physically, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
May you deliver us, O Lord, and may you protect us, Father, Lord God. And when you do tarry, O God, and Friday be ours, Lord God, please, Lord, may you gather us around thy feet once
yes,
again,
Lord.
Father, and we shall be careful to give you the glory. But tonight we pray, Father, every heart desire here, Lord God, every troubled heart, Lord, Lord, roll away that burden.
Yes, Lord.
Touch us, Father. You know our cares. You know our worries, oh God. Wipe away every tear.
Please, Lord.
Save somebody today, Father, Lord God.
Please, Lord.
Lord God, bless somebody today, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, put a laugh upon somebody's mouth today, Father.
Please,
Lord, put a testimony upon somebody's heart today, Father,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
For you are here with us. And wherever you are, there are testimonies, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you glory, Father. Until you gather us around thy feet once again, Lord, we shall bless thy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We take the brother for the prayer. Just give us a chorus, bro. Then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see you on Friday.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior King, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator. He became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. What condensation, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight, God gracious, tender, lay aside his splendor, stooping to woe to win, to save my soul. Amen. Oh, oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my sasha, oh, my all in all, the great creator,
He became my Savior and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.